Is there a way that you can look any more uncomfortable? I'm not sure the people over at table 20 can see your scowl with how large the gown is. I'm teasing. Please don't be mad at me. If it helps, you look good in the dress. The color you picked out looks amazing on you. Oh my god. Wait, is that like makeup on your face? Like real makeup? My gods. What have they done to you, darling? I don't like it one bit. This. It doesn't suit you. I told the stylist to offer you one of the suits. I knew the outfit was going to be uncomfortable either way. Formal attire always is. But at least this way you wouldn't be forced into a dress and looking like this. Who made you put this on? I'll be having a chat with them in the morning. Does it help if I tell you that you look really good in the dress again? I mean, it really is gorgeous. The craftsmanship on the details is top notch. It's just, it's not you. I never thought I would see you in a dress. That's why I'm laughing. I think you should change into something more comfortable, but it's your call. Ooh, wait. I have an idea that would make you more comfortable in spite of the stylist. Do you want to hear it? Well, I made sure to have some spare clothes laid out in my room. You never know if there's an emergency or a spill or something. And I also know that I put a spare suit in there just for you. So, my idea was we could go upstairs, you could get changed into the suit, and we can come back and we can pretend that you were always in it. If someone asked about the dress, we could just look at them like they were crazy or ask them how much they've had to drink. Come on, it could be fun. It would be a little prank on the ball. And it would spite the stylist. And think about all the stuffy old people in the crowd who are going to be confused. It's not like anyone's really paying attention to us right now. We could easily sneak out. They all think we're just two good friends having a chat. We're always together. It's just one friend helping another friend into something more comfortable. That's not too odd. What do you say? Wanna put on the suit, darling? I was hoping you would say that. Come along. It's just down the hall. If anyone asks where you went, I'll say you weren't feeling too well and I'm worried about you. Ooh, or I could say you had too much to drink and that you're throwing up and I'm just being such a good friend and helping you out. No one is even going to notice and you're going to be way comfier. I can practically hear your unhappiness in the ruffles of the gown. I'm sorry I'm laughing so much, I am. It's just, it's kind of funny, you know? They really, really put you in one of the most over-the-top dresses they could find, huh? I wonder why they did that. The stylist knew you wouldn't be happy. It doesn't even look like you. I mean, obviously you look good in it. It shows off everything I love about your amazing body, but it doesn't look right. Everything about your body language is reading awkward. Even when I crack jokes, you're not really laughing. Having someone who isn't happy isn't really good for a ball, especially when that person is my darling. It wouldn't look good for my family if even one guest was having a bad time. I'm simply being a good host, right? Here you are. I'll come with you. I doubt you know how to undo a corset. I guess it doesn't matter since we aren't keeping it. It will probably just be easier to cut you out of the garments. Yeah, it's gonna destroy them, but They shouldn't have put you in them in the first place when they're troubling you. Besides, they can be used for scrap fabric for something else. I kind of see it as payback for putting my darling through something unbearable in front of everyone. I mean, that's embarrassing. There we go. Nice and easy. Stay nice and still. I don't want to cut you. I'm not sure if I'll be able to scrub the makeup off your face before someone notices. I'll do my best, but I want to get this dress off you first. Cutting the corset strings so they can be relaced, but on someone who would actually want it. I actually wouldn't mind you binding me in this corset afterwards. It's a shame. I'm already wearing one, or we could have real fun. You starting to feel better without all that heavy weight on you? Good. I'm getting a little distracted, darling. I thought the dress was pretty, but now I'm thinking it took away from your face. It was too much for you. A suit will make you look regal, darling. We might even be able to sneak a few kisses in public with no one watching if you're in a suit. It makes my heart race just thinking about holding your hand in public, to one day be able to kiss you in front of people. I'll have to settle for the comfort of a private room for now. But maybe not for long. Darling, you taste so good. You like that? My hand caressing your side? I'm so grateful I told the stylist to note a gloves in this moment. I would have hated for something to come between me and you, darling. You're so perfect. Fit perfectly against me like you were meant to be there. That's it. Letting my hand trail further south. I want to know if you're wet for me, darling. You know how I adore taking care of you and making sure you feel good. It's important that you know how special you are to me. We don't get moments like this often, pet. You're the love of my life, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Whether it's in this universe or the next one, I'm always choosing you. I love you. So good for me, darling. Allowing my fingers to explore just how wet you are. You're positively soaked, Bet. If you were still in that dress, everyone would be able to have access to you. It's a good thing we got you out of it. I hate sharing. Oh, darling, how are you already so disheveled? I've barely touched you. Do you like the feeling of the satin of my dress against your bare skin? You're so cute, looking at me like a lovesick puppy, letting out a gasp whenever I lightly graze your clit. If you want me to get you off, you're going to have to ask for it, darling. I don't do anything without your consent, and I just love hearing you ask for it. It's like you lose all your gall when you have to ask me to get you off, turning into a shy and mewling little pet. It's adorable how you're so tough out there, and then when we get into private, you're just the sweetest little thing, darling. I love that I'm the only one that gets to see the side of you. The more of you I have to myself, the better. What do you want me to do, pet? Should I get you off? Say please. Anything for you, pet. It's okay, pet. Shh. Let me take care of you. I want you to feel good. It's the least I could do since you were subjected to wearing something so distressing for so long. I'm making it up to you, darling. Don't my fingers feel good? Yeah. Consider that my apology for the stylist not listening to you then. Keep being good for me, okay? That a pet. I like you better when you're naked. No fabric obstructing my view of you. I can take in and memorize every inch of your smooth skin. Mark the spots that make you whimper and whine with just a small kiss or two. That feels nice, doesn't it? Oh, I bet it does. You're doing so good for me, darling. Allowing me to make you feel good like this. All cute and naked, despite me being fully dressed. You'll get to put on your suit after you come, but you are coming first, pet. I can't have you going out there wet like this. This is something for me and me alone, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's right. This is all for me, pet. You are for me. You feel so good. My fingers dipping inside you as my other hand works your clit. My voice in your ear as you feel my chest against you, leaning on me. Oh, you're doing such a good job. Taking me so well, yes. Letting my hand bring you pleasure as you let out moans. You might want to keep your voice down if you don't want people to find us in such a compromising position. I don't know if I would be able to explain this one with just gal pals. That's my good pet. Rocking yourself against me. Helping yourself. You're doing amazing for me. You're starting to feel really good, aren't you? Oh, that's good. I want you to feel nice. I want you to come around my fingers, darling. Making you come is one of my favorite hobbies, pet. You know that. You look so good like this. I love how cute you get the more desperate you grow. Voice starts to hitch as you start to focus only on my hands. Yeah, the way two of my fingers are circling your clit. The way the other two are scissoring in and out of your pussy. My pet feels good, doesn't she? Yeah. Oh, and that's only going to keep growing because you're being so amazing for me. I don't see the reason to stop when you're eating out of the palm of my hand, moaning and submitting yourself to my whims for my own pleasure. Oh, you're doing so good. You're so perfect like this, darling. Letting me take you apart and put you back together however I see fit. Moaning and begging for more as I keep fucking you, keep playing with you. Oh, such a good pet for me. You're making me so proud. Yes, you are. Keep it up, darling. Keep doing what you're doing because it's helping you get closer, isn't it? Yeah, your clit throbbing as you feel your orgasm building. And I just keep mercilessly playing with you, stroking your clit gently and steadily, thrusting in and out of your wet hole. Such a messy pet I have. It's adorable. I'm the only one that gets to see this desperate side of you, darling. I don't think people would respect you as much if they knew you were all bark and no bite, would they? When you're with me, you're my precious pet. It's foolish to pretend you aren't, darling. We both know how much you love this. Love the attention I'm showering on you as I keep playing with you, edging you closer to coming. That's it. Getting distracted by my honey words and syrupy kisses. It feels so good, doesn't it? I'm taking care of you properly then. It wouldn't do to send you back out to the hall all wet like this. I would look over and see you all flustered, and I would have to take you then and there in front of everyone. Mark my territory. It's so hard controlling myself around you. If it wasn't for discretion, I would have fucked you on every surface in this house. There wouldn't have been a room that you haven't orgasmed in, pet. It's what you deserve for being so good for me. You'll keep behaving like this so I can let you come, won't you? Oh, that's my pet. So good for me. Fuck. You feel so good against me. I can feel myself starting to get turned on. Hearing you try to choke back your noises of pleasure, biting your lips. It's too fucking much for one woman. God, I can't get over how hot you are. How lucky I am that you're all mine, darling. You're so attractive, you made me tongue-tied for a second. No other person on earth gets to see you like this. No other person makes me feel like this. No one else gets to make you feel like this. Making you come is a right reserved for me and me alone, isn't it? Oh, so good pet, getting closer to coming the more I play with you. My fingers keeping a nice and steady pace, unrelenting against you. And your pleasure just keeps growing. You aren't sure how much longer you'll be able to last. I just keep pushing all the right buttons, touching you exactly how you need. After all, it's my job to take care of you. I know everything you like, pet. I know your body better than I know my own. Like here. Letting out such lovely noises as I pay attention to the spot. Feeling you shudder against me as I move my fingers inside you just right. How close are you, darling? That's good. I want you closer, though. You can hold out for another minute, can't you? Oh, I know you can, darling. Keep being good for me. You're not going to disappoint me when you've been so good so far, are you? No, you're not. You're my sweet pet. You're going to do what you're told so that you can come. That's the only thing on your mind right now. How good my fingers feel rubbing your clit. How nice it feels to have other fingers thrusting in and out of your hole. You can't decide which one to focus on more because they both feel that good. Touching you. Yes. Oh, touching you just how you like. My warmth against you. My voice in your ear. It's all too much, isn't it? Fuck, you look so good like this. I should keep you on edge all the time. Make sure that you're close enough that even a gust of wind will make you come. It would be adorable to make you that desperate and needy for me all the time. But I'm not that cruel to you. No, I could never be. You're too good for me. Instead, I want you to come for me, darling. You're such a good pet. Show me how good you are. Come for me. Be a sweet pet and come for me. Come on, you can do it. You're so good for me. Oh, yes, that's it. Just like that. Oh, that's my darling. Yes, so perfect when you come for me. Love how you sound when you orgasm. Yes, yes, yes. So good for me, my pet. Does that make up for the dress incident? I'm glad it's a good start. I'll make sure I apologize better later tonight with my mouth. Do you want me to help you with the suit, or should I leave so that it doesn't look too suspicious? I know, you're right. It's not like we don't have after the ball to look forward to. That's when the real fun begins. All right. I'll head out and start mingling with someone before you come and join me. If someone mentions that you changed into one of the suits, remember, look at them like they're crazy. You've obviously been wearing this the whole night. I love you, darling. I'll see you out there. Best of luck.